Good afternoon and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inform, to inspire, and to motivate. I'm Terry Beckstrom, your host, and today is Friday, September 21st, 2018, and we're coming to you from our world broadcast studio in Raleigh, North Carolina. A special shout out to everyone affected by Hurricane Florence in both South and North Carolina. Still dealing with power outages, property destruction, and severe flooding. I have friends who live on the North Carolina coast, and I can tell you, there's quite a bit of mess down there. Hurricanes leave a trail of destruction that lasts for years and changes lives. Having lived through both Hurricane Hugo in South Carolina and then Andrew in South Florida, I can attest to the power of hurricanes. Many have lost everything, and some have lost their lives. Please keep those affected by the storm in your prayers. If you can help them out, help somebody out. Now let's jump into today's topic, the art of listening. Do you ever think about listening as an art? Do you consider yourself to be a good listener? What is a good listener, and why are good listening skills important? Well, I'm glad you asked. But before we answer those questions, let me ask you this. Do you know someone who is a really good listener? Think about it. Maybe your mother, your father, your spouse, a good friend. Stop a minute. Did you catch that last one? A good friend? Could your good friend be a good friend because they are, in fact, a good listener? Reflect deeply on that one. I can tell you that I have a few really good friends and that all of them are, in fact, good listeners. Now imagine that. Is that all it takes to be a good friend? Well, no, but being a good listener is a major component. Would you like to have a good friend who never listens to you and only talks about himself or herself? I don't imagine so. And if you do, there must be slim pickings at the friend market where you shop. I coined that phrase. I like that. I digress. There are a lot of people out there who never hear anyone else speak but themselves. When others are speaking, they're just impatiently awaiting their turn, formulating their next statement or rebuttal. Don't you get ticked off by those types of people? Terrible listeners, but great blabbers. Then there are those who demonstrate that they're not listening to you by their nonverbal behavior. They may look down, look away, look at their watch, smartphone, but they clearly aren't interested in what you have to say. Communication is an essential part of human connection, and people need to be able to express themselves and to tell others about what they're feeling, what they need. In business, communication can make or break a company. In marriage, communication can make or break a marriage. Relationships require communication. And if there's a communication breakdown in your personal or business life, there will be consequences. We discussed communication last week in podcast number 20. If you haven't listened, please do so. Now let's give some techniques or advice that will help you become a better listener. Number one, when someone is talking to you, close your mouth and open your ears. You know, researchers say that we hear about one-third of what's being said and actually listen to about one-third of what we hear. Those numbers, if accurate, are pretty bad. 33% of 33%, that's a little over 10%. You know, there's a lot of truth to the question as to why God gave us one mouth and two ears. It would appear that we should be listening twice as much as we speak, right? Number two, let your body language demonstrate good listening. Lean in, head tilt, great eye contact, empathetic facial expressions that mirror the expressions of the speaker. Now that one's known as isopraxism, which is mirroring, and taking on the expressions that you see in the other person is known as facial feedback, mind-body connection, which allow you to actually feel the emotions of the expressions that you're mimicking. Don't you see why I love teaching this stuff? Body language is so cool. Demonstrate active, positive, nonverbal listening techniques. Number three, provide some verbal feedback. This demonstrates that you're paying attention. The periodic aha, yes, those are prompting words or verbal nudging. And I'd also recommend that you use summarizing recaps of what the person's feeling. An example might be, so let me understand what's going on. You don't feel like your boss appreciates what you do. It lets the person know that you're tuned in. Number four, be courteous, respectful. Don't judge. Hear what they're saying without being critical. Number five, be empathetic. Have compassion and empathy for the person and imagine yourself in their place with whatever issue they're facing. Be genuinely concerned. Number six, don't try to finish someone else's thoughts or sentences. We think about four times faster than we could actually speak. We're often tempted to help those along who seem to be struggling. Be patient with people, especially when listening. It may be hard to do, but it's worth it in your quest for attaining that amazing listener status. There's a lot more I could say about listening, but you have the basics for success. Some people just need someone to listen to them. I guarantee you that your kids need you to listen, that your spouse needs you to listen, that your coworkers need you to listen, your friends need you to listen, your bosses need you to listen. And just as you want people to listen to you when you're speaking, give them the same courtesy. There are a lot of moving parts to good communication, and listening is at the very top. Be a good listener. It will change your life for the better and someone else's life. Thanks for joining us today. I hope you have a great weekend and a great week. Until next week.